Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
So last week we celebrated St David's Day and all things Welsh, like those delicious little cakes. Today is the turn of Ireland, which so nearly won the Six Nations rugby. St Patrick's Day on the 17th, today. But you can celebrate this Saturday at La Romieux at the Green Duck, starting at 7:30. And to accompany the beers, there will be a concert of Irish music, starting at 9, price €16. Well, hot on the heels of the Oscars with Jessie Buckley, securing her well-deserved win for Hamlet. She's now the first Irish actress to have won that particular statuette. Apparently, as a child of many, the Buckley family had a guest house, and their children were dragooned into entertaining the guests. By her own admission, she wasn't great at Irish dancing. Well, you can see why, because she's so sinuous and loose in her movements, whereas to be a good little Irish dancer, you have to have a straight back and no deviation. So let's raise a glass of the dark nectar to all things Irish. Other than that, what made me laugh this week was the man who checked himself into hospital because he'd turned blue, like an avatar. James Cameron was nowhere to be seen. And all it was his new blue sheets had shed their dye. Or how about the Japanese smile ball onion that won't make you cry, although the cost of it will? And the sushi restaurant where foreign visitors wafting a perfume are destroying the delicate aromas of the sushi on offer. Well, if you like the aroma of couscous and saucisse, which no squirt of Chanel No. 5 could destroy, then head over to Castel Ajo at 7:30 on Saturday for an evening of spicy karaoke. Last week, I briefly mentioned a new sleazy exhibition opening in Bonn in a couple of weeks' time. A long way from Chancellor Kohl's view that selling sex violated good public morals, the oldest profession in the world might disagree, but what would Helmut say now about the Bundeskunsthalle in the former German capital being turned into a giant brothel to show the history of sex work? Yes, it has triggered an unsurprising outcry. Terms like knocking shop and slave market have been bandied about. Officially, there are 32,000 professionals in Germany who pay their taxes and belong to a union. But unofficially, there are 400,000, which is more than the population of Bonn itself. The exhibition, overseen by a team of professionals, tells us that there's always been a two-tier system and endless hypocrisy, especially in the days of the Weimar Republic, when the activity was banned, but 500 establishments were set up on the war front to keep up the men's morale. There's a lot to learn, plus some great examples of degenerate art, entartete Kunst, including works by Otto Dix, Paul Klee, Kokoschka. The city of Berlin, as we know, has been the place to which nonconformists would flock and feel safe for many decades. By the way, Jessie Buckley played Sally Bowles in a London production of Cabaret a few years ago. And subsequently, the Berlin club scene became a big thing. But, now it seems many clubs are closing because the young of today no longer want to bounce about all night with no clothes on. They're more interested in facial looks maxing and getting their beauty sleep. Talking of sleep, we cannot not mention Tate Modern and Tracy Emin, formerly of The Unmade Bed, who is introducing herself to a whole new generation of art enthusiasts. Dame Tracy, with her exhibition called A Second Life Tracing, 40 years of her groundbreaking career through painting, video, textiles, writing, sculpture, and installation, focusing particularly on the female body to explore passion, pain, and healing, of which she knows a great deal. Lots to get your teeth into. Plus, it's the return of spring, at least the hope that it might warm up a bit.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com